How to Break My Heart, a novel, book one of the Cinnamon Springs series, by Kat T. Mason, read by Elizabeth Louise and Matt Pittenger. This book is dedicated to my one true love that will never break my heart. Incredibly delicious, so tasty, and makes me moan more times than I can count. The Almighty Donut.
Playlist. About You by the 1975. This Is What You Came For by Calvin Harris and Rihanna. Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo. Somebody to You by The Vamps. Photograph by Ed Sheeran. Cardigan by Taylor Swift. Atlantis by C-Fret. Save Your Tears by The Weeknd and Ariana Grande. Never Be the Same by Camila Cabello. Forever by The Veronicas. Wings by Birdie. I Love You, I'm Sorry by Gracie Abrams. Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish.
Prologue. Eva. 8 years ago.
Did you hear that?
Maddie tightens her grip on my arm, halting her steps as an owl hoots among the tall, overgrown trees. The haunting yet gentle sound echoes around us in the dark woods, while her hold on my arm is so tight she's nearly cutting off my circulation. You'd think she was about to be eaten alive by the harmless creature. A small huff escapes my lips. This was your idea, remember? I had better things to do tonight than sneak into a secret high school graduation party thrown by her older brother Aston and his jerky friends.
I know,
Maddie whispers, eyes wide as she scans our surroundings. She starts to move again, taking small, cautious steps. Glancing down at her sparkly teal cowboy boots, I wonder what she was thinking when she chose that footwear and shake my head. Maddie will use any occasion to dress up.
I refuse to miss out on the most epic party of the year just because we weren't invited.
I pause mid-step, shifting my gaze onto her while crossing my arms. Madalena Eleanor Beaumont, I say, raising my voice. You said we were invited, but your parents said no. Did you seriously just lie to me all because of some guy?
Maddie forces a small smile. I may have embellished the truth a little. Don't hate me, okay? Once we're there, you'll forget all about it, and we will have the best time. Besides, he isn't just some guy. Camden Winters is the guy of all guys.
It takes a lot of effort not to roll my eyes. She can be in love with Camden all she wants, but the guy has serious red flags. Of course, being my best friend, she chooses to ignore my warning. The moment Maddie turned 16 last spring, she suddenly got a case of boy-itis.
Maddie, you're going to get in so much trouble with your father. What if he grounds you over summer break? We can kiss all our plans goodbye. Have you forgotten our week in Europe with your aunt? I need to eat cheese in some ridiculously expensive castle in France.
Will you just relax?
Says the person ready to shit their pants over an owl, I mumble. I should have known Maddie was telling half-truths. Unlike my parents, who have no idea what the word discipline means, Maddie's parents are strict. Her father is the mayor, and God forbid Maddie or her older brother do anything to ruin his reputation. The mere fact I'm best friends with her is a problem. At least, it seems that way to me. Mr. Beaumont is always cold around me, as if I'm unworthy of his time or energy. My very presence is an inconvenience to him.